Good morning, my angels and angels. Thank you guys for listening to my previous podcast. I really, really, really appreciate it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start doing morning rushes because I'm actually on my way to work as we speak. So if you hear a little bumpity bump or noises, don't fear, that's just me driving to work. But you're gonna hear a lot of morning rushes and a lot of night caps. As you can hear, I'm actually driving as we speak because I work a lot. Well, that's one. And two, I'm always on the go. So most of my podcasts and just words of the day is going to be during the morning. And we're going to do a lot of nightcaps around 12 o'clock, okay? So let's get started. I hope everybody is having a beautiful morning on their way to work or just getting up today. I know that I'm definitely blessed to be able to wake up and get to the grind and get to the money, okay? So I've been thinking of topics to use today or to use every week because, you know, sometimes we run out of topics and I have to think about some things. And my morning topic on the way to work is basically refreshing your insight and in your spirit. So what do I mean by that? I know that sounds complicating. Refreshing your enlightenment. That's a better one. Refreshing your enlightenment. So a lot of times we forget to pray, just to pray about anything in the morning. It could be just waking up, brushing your teeth, anything. And most importantly, we forget to meditate. So that's another way of praying and talking to God and talking to Jesus alone. Sometimes you have to remember and realize that in order for us to ask what we want in this world, we do have to meditate and we do have to give praise and pray. So that we can know that he's getting our messages, you know? And once we do that, it is a better, way better results than just to be thinking that it's gonna happen and nothing produces, okay? For a very good example, when I was young, I used to think, he hears me, I'm talking to him, he hears me. Yes, he actually does hear you, don't get me wrong. But I want this to happen. And I used to just say like that. I want this to happen. Who else have done that? Who else has done that where they were just like, I want this to happen. God do it. And it's like, huh? And you would be surprised how many people would do that, you know? And it's just like, you know, I'm trying to see what is it that life has to offer, you know? But also what happened is it doesn't happen and we're like, oh, well, God said he's going to do this and God said he's going to do that. No. He did say he's going to do that, but you have to act in a polite way. That's just like with your parents. You can't tell your parents to do something. I mean, I know I can't, you know. To each have his own. If you are able to do so, you are awesome, you know, but no, not my parents. I am not able to do that. So, you know, for me, it's just a different experience. I definitely, when I'm talking to my mom or my dad, I can't just be like, hey, mom, dad, do this because I said so. So that's the same thing with the spiritual part of asking God what you want. Pray to them, talk to them, you know, ask God, hey, I want to tell you thank you so much anyway for just blessing me and being a part of my life and also just having the time to wake me up, you know. And that's why we need to refresh our enlightenment and refresh our abilities to be able to say we get up every morning and thank him, you know. So, yeah, that was my little segment for this moment. I also want to talk about the basis of healing. So as part of my journey, I want to do spiritual healing. And it's more so not, you know, not what you see on TV with the miracle oil and the miracle drops and stuff like that. I don't have stuff like that. All I have is just a prayer to go on, and also just a miracle thing to do when things get hard and rough. So I often ask myself, what is it that keeps me balanced, and how can I be able to heal people? So I'm going through this journey of my own to see how is it, or what is it that I need to do to get to where I need to go. Well, I know first that I have to enlighten myself and also study in what I want to do, you know? And that's a good thing that a lot of people forget to do is, you know, if you want to do something, we all not built to do anything. But even the people that are professional at what they do, musicians, artists, you know, paying art, any artist, they also study their work, you know, and they also enlighten themselves of what they need to do. So as I go through this journey, I'm often thinking to myself, what can I do to do it better? Or what else is it that is going through my life that I can change or transform to where I can start my spiritual journey and be able to heal people? And when I say heal people, more so talk to them and more so get them closer to what their goal and what's the root of why they feel broken. Okay. But yes, I wanted to ask you guys, what is it that makes you achieve what you want to do? So mine is healing. I want to heal people. What is it that you want to do? And what is it that you think that you have to learn so that you can get to where you need to go? Let me know on Good Morning Rush. And I'm going to do a little break, and I will be back in a few. But as I'm doing that, please listen to the little sponsorship. And we are back. Thank you guys for tuning in again. I really, really very much appreciate it. Going back to, you know, refreshing our enlightenment, I've noticed that some time now I've gone through this place in my life where things have gotten a little rocky. And I've always said to myself, what is it that I need to improve mentally or physically so that I don't feel like my life is going to shingles and shams? Well, I've often looked to my, you know, my spiritual guides and also to Jesus to see if there's anything that they're giving me a message in my angels. And I'm often seeing numbers. Who see numbers? I know I do. I always see numbers everywhere. And it's so funny because I have my desk. My desk have the repeated numbers everywhere. So when I see numbers, I go to my desk so that I can interpret what the meanings are. And boy, do I tell you, that is a good helper when I'm trying to figure out why I keep seeing this number, what's going on with this number. So as I'm going through this journey, I'm starting to notice I see a lot of numbers. And I also feel like that's just, you know, my angels, my spirit guides helping me to understand when things are needed. Because I'm telling you, every time I have a question, I either see numbers, just like now, I see 555. So five means changes. Changes is coming. And that's so funny because I'm starting my podcast again because I just feel like this is where I need to be at. I love talking to people. I love saying things. So, you know, that was beautiful right there that I just seen that. But what spiritual refreshment or enlightenment that I have is more so taking care of myself and making sure that I am healthy all the way through things. I know last year coming in, I actually was overweight, and I sat there and thought to myself, I mean, this is not healthy. But I was also on birth control. So when I was on birth control, it blew me up. I'm telling you, I'm not kidding. When I first had my first, you know, birth control put in, I was only 165. When I got it taken out, I was 230 pounds. And I know that's a big, big difference. And so when I took it out, I noticed that I started to lose weight. So I'm like, okay, what can I do to improve my weight? So now I'm sticking to a good diet. I'm praying more. I'm starting to meditate again because I stopped for a little bit. And I just getting back to myself. I started not to eat a lot of meat that is, to me, unhealthy. I'm starting to eat, drink different foods and products that is healthier to the body instead of eating stuff that is not good for the body. So I went to almond milk, and I'm telling you guys, that is the best milk ever. I love it. I love it. I was kind of skeptical when I got it first, because I hear a lot of times, almond milk, who milks almond milk? So when I heard that, it really did just put me in a place like, you know, I'm a little skeptic, but that was the best thing I ever did. So now I drink almond milk with my cereal, and I also like it just because. But that's my little enlightenment to me, refreshing myself, refreshing my body. So all the negative things in my body is getting out, and then I'm importing new positive stuff in my life to where now I'm down to 215. And it might not sound like a big achievement, but it's a big achievement for me. After I had my son, I dropped. Boy, did I drop. I gained a little since I've had my son, but not so much. I feel great. I look great. I'm trying to get down to 170. So that's my little journey that I'm doing to refresh myself as well. So what is it your goals that you want to do or to get to? I know for me, my body goals is 170 or just 190. I'm not really shooting for the stars. I'm more so just want to get to a place where I feel comfortable and feel good at. So what is your refreshing enlightenment? And what is you willing to work on to get where you need to go? So that's my podcast for this morning. I hope everybody has a beautiful, beautiful morning. And just know that, you know, God loves everyone. I don't care who you are. He loves you. And know that we all are here as equal people, and we love each other. So without further ado, I love you guys, and I hope you guys have an amazing, amazing day. Please, if you can, I don't know if you can, but leave a voice message. I would love to hear all these voice messages, and also just some encouraging words and, you know, so forth and so on. But without further ado, I hope everybody have a good morning and a good day. And talk to you later, angels. Bye.